You probably saw this story on, I think it was on Labor Day Monday that made the news. Remember that Brooklyn couple that was taken off the NYC ferry for their refusal to wear face masks? They were rather adamant about it, as were police, as evidenced by the fact that those two were handcuffed as they were taken off the NYC ferry. But the couple is claiming now that they were targeted because they were white. Maybe think of some things, too, as far as face masks. How, well, let me get into something as far as the hows and the whys, because maybe clarity can cure the conflict. And you always tell the experts of face masks versus the deniers. Those are the ones who've gotten real good at the one-handed application removal of a face mask, which I've mastered, by the way. Quite proud of that. These are some ideas courtesy of reviewed.com. As far as, are you wearing your face mask correctly? In a nutshell, fit means function. You basically want to create a seal. You go for a mask, ideally with adjustable ties, to make sure you're getting the right fit for your face. And it'll also prevent your ears from sticking out sideways and keep you from looking like either Prince Charles or Mad Magazine's Alfred E. Newman. If the mask is gaping on the sides and you don't have a good feel, it's not going to do the job it's supposed to do, protecting you from, and others from, the respiratory droplets that carry the coronavirus. So to get the right fit, all sides of your mask should rest and be secured on your face, covering your nose and mouth completely. Make sure you extend your mask all the way down past your chin and over the nose. No cheating. Close doesn't count. You press down on the mask around the bridge of your nose, that seals that area too. There are quite a few brands of masks that have a little wire thingamajig built in, so you just press it and molds up against your nose for the tight fit that you need. If a mask's ear loops are too tight and you can't find the adjustable, there are actually things called ear savers. You can pull the ear loops over the sides of your head using the ear savers. That way, fits snugly without putting calluses in the back of your ears, behind your ears. Now, as far as adjusting your face mask, do it before you leave the house, before you leave the car, before you go into someplace. It does get some getting used to, especially if you switch from the type of mask you've been wearing to something new, but they should never cause any discomfort, not to mention touching your hands to your face while adjusting your face mask. That just introduces germs to your mouth and the nose, which defeats the cause of wearing the face mask. So don't do it. Just, like I said, make sure the mask fits nice and comfortable before you go into wherever you're going into, and clean your masks regularly. They're reusable in most cases, the cloth masks, but you want to, on a regular basis, wash the mask to sanitize them either by hand or in a machine. And if they become dirty or wet, especially because they're multi-layered, those are the ones you probably want to just toss away and start all over again. Now, when it comes to kids, that's a whole different story. Getting your kids to wear a face mask, which, if they're over the age of 2, they should be doing that. So here's, again, from Reviewed.com, some ideas to get kids to be more cooperative about wearing face masks. When they're calm, because you'll know if you try to put the mask on, they start throwing a fit. When they're calm, talk to your kid about what doesn't feel good about the mask. You might find the discomfort of the face mask wearing isn't anything to do with their face. They might point to their chest, their stomach. They don't like the way that area of the body feels when they wear a mask, which in that case you'll learn from them. It's not because the mask is uncomfortable, but it's anxiety, basically. Once you know that, you can focus on how to help your kid overcome this. You can talk to them about safety, how you present new information to kids. That's what helps kids decode in their minds whether something's scary or safe. Right now there's fear in most kids about the invisible germ monster. It's so serious they can't leave the house. While you might rationalize that a mask can help protect you against this illness, kids' minds can linger on that monster invisible bad guy that can hurt them. So how you frame this information you give to your child, that's the important part. Don't talk about it as a sickness or a danger. Leave those words out if you can. talk about what's the positive side, what's safe and healthy. Come at this whole mask wearing thing as a means of, we all do this to protect each other and build a comfort zone. You can focus on community, talk about all the important people in your child's life that they want to protect. Make a list of the people they care about and help your child realize that wearing a face mask is helping those people out. You can have your kid decorate masks. I know a lot of craft stores, craft departments and department stores have masks that you can decorate. It's a fun way to get kids involved. And kids are proud. They'll like to show off their artwork. So make it fun. Use pretend play to help kids practice wearing masks. Sort of smooth out that anxiety I was talking about. To have a stuffed animal wear a mask or make a mask for a favorite toy and have kids talk about why they're wearing them. Great games like letting them pretend they're ninjas or spies wearing a mask. Just, you know, build the comfort zones is the working idea. And if you're just starting out at this point, well, you're kind of late, but maybe you just really didn't know where you have been really, really protecting your kid. Do a little bit at a time. Each time you go out, add an extra minute to the time until they no longer need the visual check. And it builds up working again with the comfort zone idea. Maybe something that's the simplest. Kids identify with kids. Go to Google Images and look up photos online wearing of kids wearing masks. That's, you can see some sort of expression. You don't want to show your child a photo of a child with a mask on, pitching a fit, screaming and crying. You know, happy eyes, outside playing with the mask, things that your kid would be doing. See if you can find images of other kids doing it. Starting to think, too, that kids have been more cooperative wearing face masks than, well, certainly some adults. It's frightening when you think about this. Wearing a face mask when you're indoors among people, washing hands, keeping your distance, staying home if you're sick, is too heavy a burden for some people. And in fact, they look at it as a denial of their constitutional rights. Well, then what do you call a death total approaching 200,000, which could have been reduced by more than half, if the COVID-19 truthers, as I call them, wore face masks rather than their MAGA hats too tight? Well, then again, how do you try to address this issue rationally with people who, when confronted by the COVID-19 case and death numbers, dismiss them as, fake news? They scream that schools don't have the right to check their children's temperature, don't have the right to require their kids to wear face masks, or won't have the right to mandate COVID-19 vaccines. That's how they feel now. When reality hits home, well, you can always ask Chuck Woolery about what happens then. You remember that story, right? As we learned this past week, too, courtesy of Bob Woodward's new book and his habit of saving the audio tapes of the interviews he does with certain presidents of the United States. This is all brought about in large part by the words of President Trump. How long have we heard about face masks are a sign of weakness or even unpatriotic and the virus will miraculously disappear? Well, that's what he was saying in public. Let's go back. I got some of the Woodward audio here, which you've probably heard, but it's worth repeating because it leads to a point I'll make. Here is from February 7th. President Trump talking to Bob Woodward about the potential of the strength of the COVID-19 virus.
And so what was President Xi saying yesterday?
Well, we were talking mostly about the virus, and I think he's going to have it in good shape, but, you know, it's a very tricky situation. It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?
I know.
It's pretty amazing. And then I say, well, is that the same thing? This is more deadly. This is 5 per... You know, this is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff.
Then we go to March 19th. President Trump talking about how it's not just older people who are getting infected by COVID-19.
now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. Just today and yesterday, some startling facts came out. It's not just older.
Yeah, exactly.
Young people, to plenty of young people.
So, give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
because I don't want to create a panic.
Now, those are just two of the ways that the president in private was, if not talking about, at least privately thinking about COVID-19. Now, in public, it was quite the different story, wasn't it?
The virus. They're working hard. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true. But we're doing great in our country. China, I spoke with President Xi, and they're working very, very hard. And I think it's going to all work out fine.
And again, when you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero, that's a pretty good job we've done.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
Yes.
And from our shores, it could get worse before it gets better. It could maybe go away. We'll see what happens. Nobody really knows.
Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory.
So if you've been basing your COVID-19 denial on what President Trump has been saying publicly, how do these revelations about what Trump really believed make you feel now? As far as the Trump White House, well, their claim is that they didn't want to create a panic, which he says in that one tape, but how about we look at everything he said on those, albeit brief, recordings? Instead, he created something far worse. People dismissing science, listening to his public words instead of the medical experts. Confrontations, often violent, over simple face mask requirements. And following his lead, placing health at risk. What he should have been creating was a national COVID-19 plan, which we still don't have today. So we would not be on the cusp of 200,000 COVID-19 deaths so far.